from Pete Townsend yesterday. He goes, Steve, how can you play so much of our music? And I said, well, Coach Q loves you. And then he hung up on me. It seems he's not a big enough hockey fan, but I'm working on him. Coach Q loves the Who, and we love Coach Q. It's all sponsored by Hooters. Yeah, it's a way of life. And it's the original wing joint. At 8:43, the finest coach in all of professional sports and a handsome devil with a mustache, Coach Joel Quenneville. Good morning, buddy.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Did you make midnight?
We got home just around 2 o'clock, so past it, yeah.
So you had midnight on the plane?
We're in the air, yeah.
Yeah. Any celebration of any kind?
No. Well, even though we had a great win, but it was kind of business-like.
Sounds like a heck of a party. Sorry I missed it. Halfway point of the season is always a line of demarcation for us, the people that talk about it. Is the halfway point in the season a big deal to you for any reason?
Well, I think it's a good measuring stick. You can reflect back and know what areas where you want to improve and look at how we win and then get a pretty good assessment of your team, and then you look knowing that you got to get better in the second half. But I liked our first half. I thought we had some good stretches, and the best part probably how we went into the end of the half. So it was a good progression to our team game, and we want to continue to build on it because I think that we're showing some good signs of having more balanced throughout our lineup.
Well, we're obviously focused on Panarin. We're focused on the run that Kaner had. But in this last stretch of wins, who's your key guy? Who's the guy that's kind of spurred it?
I'm going to say it's shared by a lot of guys, and I think that I think our goaltending is definitely the most important part of always keeping things in together in your team, and our defense is improving. I think we've we got pairs that can all play, and they're getting more minutes. Gustafson coming up, I think, helped us get some more puck possession to our game, and. I think you can look across the board, but I'm just thinking we got the one line that's been very effective for us as well with Phil Deneau and Thébault playing with them as well with Desjardins. That line's been really good for us too. So there's been some things that have added to the mix, and I think that's been a progression that we like.
What has Anisimov brought to you?
Oh, he's been good for us. I mean, he's brought everything you'd hope for. Gives us some offense, gives us a big centerman, defensively responsible. Now he's killing penalties. We've been on the first unit without Krug's around. Helps your power play, has a great net front presence, knows when to distribute the puck to the guys that are pretty fancy with it. So it's been a perfect fit in a need position for us. And, I think he's delivered us that consistency of having a 1-2 center that can play top minutes as well.
Joel, getting back to Crawford, this has been kind of a discussion point around town the last couple of days. The fact that he is not going to the All-Star game. I understand with the format they can only take two guys from each division, but do you think he deserved a little more consideration?
For sure. When I look back at what he's accomplished, you look at there's now 8 goalies going. You have to think that his chances of being there were enhanced as well. So, you could argue, I mean, Crosby's not there, and there's some omissions this year that might look a little different.
Yeah, because of the format.
Yeah, but at the same time, it is, that's what it is, and, Dunk's not going. So there's some... there's not as many guys that can be selected as well, with every team needing to be represented. And so I think that's definitely the factor.
Are there guys, and you obviously don't have to say who, and I know you wouldn't, but are there guys that need an arm put around them if they feel snubbed at a time like that? Do you have to have a sense of that as a coach?
Very good question. I think that certain guys may. I don't think they're on our team.
Good. Well, I'd like to hear that. This run that these Blackhawks have been on lately, which is fun for all of us, kind of highlights the stories that we mentioned from the first half. But then there's a couple others that maybe have been sneaking under the radar, like Brent Seabrook. Brent Seabrook, has he ever been a more offensive defenseman than this year? What's he got, 17 assists or something? It's a crazy number.
Yeah, it all starts with a shot. And I think this year he's he made a great play on a breakout the other day in back-to-back games where he led guys on breakaways, exiting our own zone on long passes. But I think he really helps generate some offense with our power play with his shot. And I think even on five-on-five, his shot is as hard as there is around the game. And he's getting it through. And we're really makes an addition to our threat off the rush and even in zone with his one-timer. So it's been offensively, he's been real good. Defensively, he's been sound. And so he's had a real good start to the season.
And why is the power play so much better? Threats, intimidation, no ice cream after the game?
Two units. Both can score when both get consideration to start. So there's some balance, some competition there. You got Siebes loading it up. You got, Kaner's patience, Panarin patience and shots. So that unit's real good shape. And then you got Johnny and Hose and Tavo and the group on the next unit that does a lot of things with traffic in the net. So I think with both units having the net front presence, different entries, different options, different looks. I think it's tough for them to key on one certain way of defending it, and I think that unpredictability has been healthy for us.
We were talking about how much fun it is to watch Panarin play with a big smile on his puss the entire game, whether he's scoring four goals in two nights or not. But it seems like what you said last time you and I talked is really coming true. I mean, he's yakking it up on the bench now. He must be picking up a lot of English, or the guys he's talking to are doing that polite thing where they go, because it seems like he's talking a bunch.
Yes, he's getting a little bit more involved in as far as at least responding with the one word. I'm not 100% sure he understands everything, but he is a very likable guy. He's always smiling. He's having fun. He loves it here. He loves the game. I think he likes his line mates as well. So it's been a great fit for him, and can't help but like the guy. And I think that every time I do talk to him now, there's a little bit more of a response or definitely a clearer understanding that I think he's starting to get it more with without having to go through the interpreter.
What do you expect from Buffalo tonight? I think that was the 6-on-3 game, wasn't it, last time when you played them up there?
Yeah, it was a dangerous opponent then, and right now we're playing a very dangerous team because they're angry and they're not happy, and I think they've made some significant progression to their game over the last year or so. We expect a very challenging night tonight. Don't think this is going to be I think we got to have the same mindset we had the other night against Pittsburgh, where we're angry when we come into the game, and be ready because. We're coming off one of our better games, and you have some success. You don't want to get comfortable and assume anything.
You mentioned the interpreter. Who's the interpreter now for Panarin?
Well, Anisimov is the. It'd be the one on the bench. He's the only Russian that we have now.
Right. I don't know. I think we got to talk to Rocky and McDonough. Let's pop for a guy that could just skate tandem skate with.
But I don't even think he needs one because I think he got a pretty good understanding.
Yeah, we talk about that, too, about how he knows more than he claims. So when you yell at him, he can just go, I don't know what you're talking about in Russian.
Exactly. Selective hearing.
So I hope you had a good start to your new year. We're almost a week and a half in. But the fun now, it's nothing but fun for us. But the run continues with a couple games at the Madhouse this weekend. So get them both, will you?
All right. We'll go give it our best.
Nice talking to you, Coach. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, man. That's Coach Joel Quenneville. Very focused this morning.
Yeah, he's got
locked in, man. Laser
face on, ready to go.
Ready to rock.